CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you call Oak Grove Police during an emergency, you may see a new kind of response, the arrival of an aerial drone. A couple weeks ago, the Elk Grove City Council approved over $2 million for its police department to launch a program called Drone as a First Responder. The initiative is described as being safer, more efficient, with the goal of leading to faster responses within minutes. But what situations will these drones be responding to? And what about concerns over possible invasions of privacy? Joining us now to shed more light on this new program is Sergeant Jason Jimenez with the Elk Grove Police Department. Good afternoon, Sergeant Jimenez.
Good afternoon, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. So how did this idea come about for using drones as first responders?
Yeah, we've prided ourselves here at Elk Grove Police on being an innovative and proactive police department and trying to keep our community safe. And this is just another step we've taken with our real-time information center to try to keep our community and our officers safe.
Your police department, I mean, you already have a drone program. It's called the Unmanned Aerial Systems Program, and it's been in place now for a couple years. How will this new program be different?
Yeah, so this will be in addition to our current program, which has been in existence for approximately the last 5 years. We've had great success with that program, keeping both our officers and the community safe. But this will be slightly different in the fact that this will be the drones will be housed or docked in three separate locations within the city. They will be remotely flown by pilots here at the PD within our real-time information center. Those pilots will be able to hear those 911 calls that come into the comm center and be able to determine whether or not that's a call we're going to go on or they're going to go on, and then launch the drone right there.
Okay, so the person who's manning the drone will be at a fixed location, and it could be maybe miles away from where the drone is actually going to.
Correct. And where our current program, currently our drones are much smaller and are either housed in a patrol vehicle or a different other police vehicle. Once that decision made that a drone needs to be utilized, then we're then launching that drone. Whereas here, we have a pilot actively listening to that call come in, make that decision, and remotely launching that drone to assist.
And the city council just approved funding for this additional program within the unmanned aerial systems. You know, when it comes to this program, which is called Drone as a First Responder, are there others like it across the state?
Yeah, we're not going to be the first. There are different versions of this program. Once we are fully launched, pun intended, we will have some specifics about our program that will make us the first within our region. There are several agencies, not only here in Northern California, but in Southern California, that are doing different versions of this program.
But you could be you are the first in our region, at least. What conversations were taking place among Elk Grove Police to not only have an unmanned aerial system for the last 5 years, a program, but also continuing to expand the program with this latest drone program?
Yeah, so when we're in the process of doing our research, right, we want to make sure not only are we finding the right program for our community, but also making sure that we're fiscally responsible when it comes to purchasing the right program. And so our officers and our folks that were in charge of this program visited over 9 different agencies across the United States to ensure that we're trying to locate the right program for us. And ultimately, we landed on Aerodome, which is the company we're going to be using. And they feel basically, based on the package and the program itself, it's the best fit for not only for our police department, but for our community, based on several factors, such as it integrates currently with our current CAD system, our computer-aided dispatch system, as well as we're able to integrate our GIS mapping system. So our pilots, as they're flying, will have the map of our city overlay onto the video feed that they're seeing. So in the event that we're actively flying over a scene where we're looking for a suspect, they'll automatically have the street, name of the streets, and key landmarks already laid out on there visually for them. So they're able to quickly relay that information to responding officers.
Over the course of a year, do you have an idea of how many calls for service Elk Grove Police receives and how many of these calls could a drone actually take part in?
Yeah, so we did some research in putting this program together, and We just released our annual report from 2023. So they actually used calls for service from 2022 when putting the presentation together for our city council. So they roughly estimate around 11% of the calls from 2022 where we would be able to use the drone first responder program to help on.
What are some of the benefits or advantages of having a drone show up to a 911 call, an emergency, instead of having a first responder or a human officer?
Well, I think the most important thing for us is we're able to get eyes on a scene within, on average, 3 minutes, where when you're talking about different parts of the day, commute times, right, traffic, you may not be able to get an officer there in within 3 minutes, right? So we're here now, we're be able to get eyes on to a scene to be able to decide what type of resources may be needed, or maybe there may not be any need for any resources. And then we can redirect to a call that needs some additional resources. So that's the biggest key for us at this point, is being able to get eyes on a scene, whether it be a collision, an in-progress call such as a robbery, an assault, even a missing person at risk. There's a cadre of calls that we can utilize these on to be able to help get a better understanding of what we have or what we don't have, and then redirect or direct resources as we get that information real time.
It seems like there's a wide spectrum of what these drones could be used for. Are there scenarios where a drone would not be appropriate?
Absolutely. Most importantly, we want our community to know we are not going to be proactively flying these over the city just for the simple sake of flying them over. These are going to be used strictly in response to calls for service. I'm a resident of the city as well, and so my privacy is just as important to me as it is to everyone else. And so ultimately, these drones, just as our drones currently, they are used in response to calls for service only.
Are there going to be specific neighborhoods that Elk Grove Police is focusing on?
So right now, and pretty much in the future, as of now, our response is directed at calls for service. So if there's a calls for service in that particular neighborhood, then that's what that drone will be headed to. We're not proactively flying over particular areas of the city. This is directly in response to calls only.
Could this also be used, I mean, these drones, to help, you know, the fire department or even emergency medical responders in addition to checking on police calls?
Yeah, that thanks for bringing it up. That's a fantastic part of this program that we're actually excited about. We have a great working relationship with the Cosumnes Fire Department here in Elk Grove. And another aspect of this program is, as you may or may not know, but when a fire call comes in the fire department, they automatically start to send multiple engines and resources to a fire or potential fire. We will launch a drone to be able to get eyes on that scene. We'll be able to stream that video back down to those personnel that are responding, and let those fire personnel make the decision of what type of resources may or may not be needed. And again, based on what they're seeing real time, they're able to then say, yes, we need additional resources, or no, we don't. And now those resources can then assist other folks that may need the help.
You also mentioned there's a financial piece to this as well, of course, and the city council approved over $2 million, I believe $2.1 million for this drone program. What will that money be used for?
Yeah, that's going to be to purchase the drones and all the equipment that goes with it. That's not lost on us that's a significant amount of money and a major investment for the city. But ultimately, we believe this is a valuable investment in not only keeping our community safe, but our officers and public safety partners safe as well.
When it comes to training to actually operate one of these drones, who's actually going to fly them? Will there be a special team or a special team of officers who would use these drones?
Yeah, so currently in our drone program, we have over 30 pilots that are certified and trained, licensed FAA pilots that have their license that fly the drones. With this particular program, obviously, not all 30 of those pilots will be flying this in this particular program. So that number is yet to be determined. But the hope is obviously the more people we have that are trained and available to fly, the better and more often we are going to have those drones available.
How many drones do you think you'll have in your arsenal by the time that you're, I guess, fully staffed with these unmanned aerial systems?
Yeah, the plan at this point is 3 that will be strategically placed throughout the city with the hope of being able to get to any call within the city within 3 minutes.
Finally, when will this be up and running?
Yeah, the goal is to hopefully have this up and going within the next 6 to 12 months. And again, we want to make sure that we have everything in place, ready to go to be able to properly serve our great community, because ultimately that's what it's all about.
Do you have any idea if there's any other police departments or law enforcement agencies in our area of Northern California that are looking at Elk Grove and thinking, hey, we may actually adopt something similar?
I'm sure there will be a lot of eyes on us to see how this this program plays out. And we're well aware of that in terms of the attention and people watching. And that's not lost on us. But we want to make sure that we're doing this right, not only for them, but most importantly for our community, because that's the most important piece for us, is making sure that we do this right by them and serving them the way they would want to be served. And that's including the outreach. We're going to be conducting some outreach here in the near future so people have a better understanding of what the program is and what the program is not about. So that's coming here in the near future, too, before we fully launch the program.
Sergeant Jimenez, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Sergeant Jason Jimenez is with the Elk Grove Police Department, and we've been talking about the city's new drone as a first responder program, which will send flying unmanned aerial systems for calls of service within minutes. Up next, the college decision deadline is a big one, and it is only a month away. Many families are going to be facing some tough financial decisions. We'll learn why some families are paying full price for college, while others can pay next to nothing. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.